Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Proclaiming the Expansive Love of God.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware the leaven that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you've whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friend, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that you can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who after the killing has the power to cast you into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet none of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs on your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The good news of the Lord. We live in a world where people are afraid of COVID-19, of becoming homeless, of being unable to feed their children or themselves. Our country has been confronted by violence against peaceful protests, riots, loss of jobs, and threats of kidnapping a governor. Have you not seen hundreds and thousands of people trying to escape a fire or hurricane? What fears consume you or your family? What truths need to be spoken? In Ephesians, we're told we're chosen by God, and in today's gospel, we're reminded of the God who knows every hair of your head and treasures you more than many sparrows. Jesus reminded his disciples that saying what we believe to ourselves is not enough. We need to proclaim the truth to all. What truth? That each of us is loved and chosen no matter the color of our skin, place of origin, or religion. God loves us all. We're called to speak to racism that begets violence. The truth that our world is a gift. The whole of the cosmos is a sign of the generous and expansive love of God. We're called to treasure the earth, not exploit it. We're called to recognize how we contribute to climate change that robs people of their homes and livelihood. Our actions do not escape the notice of God. We are God's chosen, called today to live the expansive love of God. What in me, what in you, is called to change that we may be a lived sign of hope and generosity to those who suffer this time in fear? What concrete actions can we do to make peace and hope possible?